an interview using Anchor. I didn't know you could do this, so you just sent me a link. So just learn something, yeah. Just like that.
Cool. Yeah, I typically don't usually use this, but it was my fault for not grabbing my webcam. I thought I was prepared, and I'm like, oh man, I forgot my webcam.
No, so. You know what? I told you this before when we spoke on the phone. You know, I did an audio interview before, and that was the only one I did, and I really, really liked it because it was just convenient. So in situations like this, it doesn't really matter. And I could literally just go on the road and just move around
while right.
audio. But I'm not on the road. But
well, yeah, and that's what's cool about this. And I will tell you, it already starts recording.
Okay.
it's kind of nice that yeah. So it's not even that, but it's just kind of nice because you don't have to worry about, you know, you can just go back and you can edit out whatever you need to edit out. You don't have to, you know what I mean, right. Use another platform or anything.
No, I understand completely.
Can you hear the fan in the background?
No, I can't hear it. No, I'm trying to see if I can pick up any background noise. No, I don't hear anything. Sounds pretty clear.
Okay. Because there was oh my goodness, I'm having a brain fart. The air conditioning on. And it was pretty loud, and I'm like, yeah, he's going to be able to hear this, so.
Yeah, I mean, same thing with me. I just went outside just because of the air conditioner and my daughter, so I just came in for, like, 2 seconds just to get more water. But I'll be ready to go in literally, like, 0.5 seconds.
Yeah, you're good. Well, she sounds little.
Yeah, I have a 2-year-old. She says hi.
Is that saying hi?
she's just chilling. I'm super excited about this interview. I don't know, I was feeling like the 2 p.m. feeling a little tired, but like literally just woke up. I'm like, oh yeah, I got that interview today, and I had that in the back of my head. Yeah. Like, okay, it's go time.
Yeah, I mean, you can really, if you want to, because it makes it a bit easier, if you want to go ahead and just kind of introduce yourself and kind of just talk about, you know, what you do. And then we can just go from there. I'll think of questions to ask you. I always come up with good stuff.
Awesome. Nice. Sounds good. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to edit stuff out. So we'll just start with that.
Okay. Just to share a little bit about myself. My name is Yahavi St. Clair, self-published author, professional speaker, podcast host of the St. Clair Speak Show podcast. I interview professionals in business who are looking to share their business story through podcasting. I'm also a podcast publicist. So I also help people get booked on various podcast shows per month. I'm really inspired to, come on your show today and literally just share my story from the guest perspective. You know, it's been a year since I launched my podcast. And this was kind of me, I don't want to say stepping out of my shell, but more so telling my story from the guest perspective. So really excited. Yeah. I'm a strong believer in podcasting after I've seen how much impact podcasting has had on my life as a whole. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to share that with your audience. And yeah, just happy to be here.
Cool. Well, I really appreciate you being on here. And like everybody knows, I always have everybody come on here, tell their story, whether it's, you know, coming from all walks of life. I'll just say that I never have anybody coming from any specific background, because I believe that we all have a different story and a cool story to tell. So I have actually not interviewed too many podcasters, believe it or not. Most people just kind of started, or they just, you know, do the Anchor thing where they record little messages here and there. But nothing to interview, like, you know. So basically, like, what I want to ask you is, with your podcast, how did you, you know, like, how did you get going with that? And what do you think that most people benefit from your podcast?
Well, the podcast was inspired by my book, Sweats to Suits. Around this time last year, we was in the studio. We was recording the audiobook version of my book. And then, like, literally, I had epiphany as I'm looking into the teleprompter and I'm reading off the audiobook. I'm like, wait, hold on. Like, I'm doing audio now. Why don't I just start a podcast? And fun fact, I actually launched a podcast back in 2018, and I would say I failed, and I failed pretty much flat on my face. So I kind of knew what not to do from failing before podcasting back in 2018. But in the midst of this pandemic, podcasting has definitely helped me in ways of just breaking out of my shell. You know, just telling my story with more confidence. Also, it's also my key to networking. So getting on your podcast today, talking to you, this is a gateway key for us to pretty much just talk, connect, put ourselves out there. And I see the value in it. I've started to see the value in it once I started to make life-changing connections that was educating me through the process of us just connecting. So yeah, from there, I didn't look.
Yeah, I can definitely relate, because in the beginning when I first started my podcast, it was, you know, how I mentioned, you know, I was just doing little blurbs and kind of just saying little messages that I thought were important for people that were like going through some sort of struggle, like an emotional struggle. I think I said that to you. And then I was like, you know, I mean, this is cool and all, but I kind of want to do something that's a little bit more beneficial for my audience, you know, and I want to learn things too. Like this is and it's funny that you say that, because I was like, that's exactly what happened for me, is I'm meeting all these people from all different careers and just different, like I mentioned before, different walks of life, and everybody just has something cool to bring to the table. And then I can either, you know, spread a message in a different way, like on social media, or, you know, to soak it in myself and be able to utilize it. So I think that's really awesome.
No, it's really an incredible experience. Just looking back at it, like, I didn't expect it to be what it is now, as far as, you know, you spend 45 minutes or someone coming on your show or vice versa, you don't think that was the life-changing opportunity. And also, fun fact, mm-hmm. I literally did an interview the other day with someone that's in the industry as far as just HR, and what we were talking about was the benefits of podcasting, because going on podcast shows makes you better at, you know, job interviews, because it's literally the same.
Totally.
Okay, tell me about yourself. Oh, okay.
Right.
So tell me about your podcast. It's literally the same exact thing. So if
like
you're
getting to know each other.
Like for the career change, it gives you so much confidence going into these interviews.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about like what you actually do then, like for your career. Cause I mean, I'm the type of person too, where I'm like, oh, what do? You know, like you have to have something you do, but you sound like you do have a pretty solid career. So I'm interested in what that is.
Yeah. So I could tell you about it. So it's like, it's similar to, you know, building a house, you know, first things first, mm-hmm. you need that foundation. So for me, I have 8 years experience as a certified personal trainer. But since I became a dad for the last 2 years, I was more so itching for a career change. So I'm always paying attention to where the universe is guiding me. So
100%.
The last 2 years literally has been life changing. That's when, you know, I launched a book during this pandemic, my podcast during this pandemic, started doing more virtual speaking engagements. Then because of podcasting, one of my previous guests, he wanted to get booked on, you know, multiple podcast shows per month. But at the time, he wasn't working with someone from the marketing side. So that's where the idea kind of transpired for me to become a podcast publicist, because he literally planted the seed within me. Mm-hmm. He said, you know what? You know, I want to work with you. Can you help me out? And I'm like, great. Right. So he started paying me per month, and I started to really produce. And I'm like, oh, OK, I could really do this. And it just became a profession. It's brand spanking new. Like, literally, it's new. It's been like what? The last 6-7 months, but it was what changed the game for me, because there was a time period as far as just like income, it was standing mm-hmm. alone by itself, right?
Wow.
And that's when I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I really see a little bit more value in podcasting.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, can you kind of like describe that in more detail, kind of because it's new, like what, I mean, because it's, I'm just like almost blown away that is, you know, that you do that. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, wait a minute, like this is a thing. So I'm really curious if you can kind of go into,
I'll break it down for you. I'll break it down. Like, I want to say my analogy is, you know, if you're not the hustler, you're the customer, right? So mm-hmm. someone once, I quote a lot of lines from guests, because it just like a dream. If you remember a dream from step one all the way to step 12, step by step, and you can remember what someone tells you, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why you remember that specific dream. There's a reason why a certain quote resonates with you. So if you're open to opportunities, you start to see them everywhere. So for me, I had to open up my mind to opportunities. I had to start paying attention to what was coming in front of me and why. And why is this paying me? Why is this so important? You know, success leaves clues. So the people that I'm working with are very successful, but I'm paying attention to what they want and why. Okay, so you're a multimillionaire. You want this. Why? And once I started to see the why, everything else started to, like, literally start to make sense. And because of that, I started to put two and two together. I'm like, okay, let me not only just help you in this line of service, but everything that you want for yourself, I'm now applying to what I'm going to do for my personal brand. Because, again, success leaves clues. So I'm not going to pay attention. Well, I will. Let me not say that. I will pay attention to unsuccessful people as well, because there's going to be people that's going to show you what not to do. So for me, it was just paying attention to that. But podcasting in a nutshell, yeah, you get a lot of benefits from it, right? You get content, backlinks, better SEO, credibility, exposure, and people get to hear the real you, or they get to see the real you. And literally, this is like the modern day, you know, Walkman, right? And we're not in the 80s or 90s anymore, but we can literally, you know, you can listen to this podcast episode on the go or in the comfort of your home.
Right. And what, you know, for somebody who, like for, you know, like example is just getting into podcasting, right? And they're like, you know, I want to get into podcasting, but I'm worried about, you know, the money factor, or, you know, is this going to be beneficial for somebody like me to get into podcasting? You know, so for somebody who's starting, is it going to be different for everyone, you think? Like as far as like what they need to do in their content, or do you think it's generally the same?
No, it's definitely different for everyone, because I mean, if you don't strategize a plan, you know, the saying, those who fail to plan, plan to fail. If you don't have a plan with podcasting, you're going to have no momentum to get moving. I interviewed someone on my podcast. I believe his name was Miles J. Briggs. This was last year. And around the time, you know, he was telling me, he was like, yo, there's a lot of podcasters that fail to get past at least 5 episodes, at least 10 episodes. And there's so much truth behind that. A lot of people get stuck in how much downloads they get, how much plays they get. I don't like, if the only numbers that should be really important to you is what's in your bank account, not how much plays or views and downloads. Just keep going until you see improvement. But as far as the content scheme, you got to have some type of structure. So it's going back to having that foundation of a house. You got to have a content strategy that makes sense. You got to have a podcast theme that makes sense. And what you're talking about on your podcast, you know, you have to bring some type of value to your listeners, to your audience. And if you're going to have a podcast like this, where you're going to have guests on your show, okay, what kind of guests do you want on your show? You know, are they in alignment with, you know, your mission statement or your core values? So it really depends. Some people want a business podcast. Some people like a sports podcast. Really depends. But you got to have some type of content strategy. Do you want to release podcast episodes once a week, twice a week? Do you want to do, you know, send out these, you know, these newsletters? Are you doing in-person interviews? Are you doing remote? Are you doing audio only? Are you doing audio and video? Are you using Podbean? Are you using Anchor? You know, do you do live interviews? There's so many different you know, there's so much different avenues to look at with podcasting.
Yeah.
But you got to make it simple for yourself, though. Really simple.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, cause for podcasting, and I know that you know this as well, you know, it can be pretty difficult to get the audience that I think you expect in the beginning. You know what I mean? I think sometimes people have this expectation like, oh, I have this really good message that I want to say and all these good things, but then, you know, they're just not, I guess they're just not really putting it out there in the way that, cause you, I guess I compared to like Joe Rogan, right? Like really like Joe Rogan, the only reason that he got so famous off of his podcast is because of what he did before that, you know? So I always hear a lot of people say, and I'm not doubting you in any, it's so good to hear you say it. This is why I'm asking you this, but you know, so like what, you know, what could you say to people that would be a little bit more inspiring than, oh, you know, you're not Joe Rogan, so you're not going to get famous on a podcast, or you're not, I mean, nobody's going to get as famous as him, but I think that there's potential in a podcast, especially now, like you were saying, with everything that's been going on, you know? So, you know, I'm just curious if there's anything that you could, maybe, you know, shed some light on that maybe people don't know about in podcasting that maybe I don't even know about either.
Well, you got to ask yourself this. Are you how I view podcasting is very different versus how other podcasters view it. And everyone's going to have their own analogy on it. So my thing is this, do you view podcasting as a business or a hobby? That would be my question. And once you answer that question, then you'll know where you're going with podcasting. Do you want to conduct it like a business? Then you're going to operate like a business. But if you treat it like a hobby, that's all it's going to be for you. It's going to be a hobby. It's not going to bring in no revenue because it's not a business. You don't conduct it as a business. It's just, okay, I'll just do an episode whenever, I'll do these things on the fly. Yeah, because you like to do it. It does feed you. It feeds you emotionally. And that's a hobby. That's fine. Like, you don't have to do things with the benefit of, you know, making income. Not everyone's driven by money. If you want to do it for a hobby, great. But if you want to do it from the business standpoint, you need to look at, are you in this for sponsorship opportunities? Are you in this for networking opportunities? Are you in this for, you know, just more exposure? So these are like, you have to really just focus on the basics. So for me, in the beginning, it was just as a hobby. Then it started to change because of Fiverr. And here's why, Fiverr came into play. I posted my podcast on Fiverr as a gig, right? So, hey, I'll interview you on my podcast for X amount of minutes. You can come on my show, talk about yourself, and then I'll distribute our podcast on like Instagram, Facebook, and I'll do like a special content design. And because of that, like that is what literally, Kate, like that was literally what changed everything for me. Because it showed me that people are willing to obviously, of course, come on a podcast show and pay for it, but they were paying for the content aspect. It wasn't the podcasting. It is in a nutshell, but it's also the content aspect behind it. Because a lot of small businesses, a lot of people in business struggle to this day to create an online presence on social media. And podcasting literally does make it easier because you are getting content from the video standpoint, the audio standpoint. And of course, you could do Canva designs, put your podcast show out there, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, because of Fiverr, it showed me the supply and demand in podcasting for sure.
Well, no, that's really great because, my podcast, it's been, a hobby for me because obviously I have other things, you know, that I chose as more of a profession. In the same sense, it's kind of funny. It just makes me laugh because I knew this was going to happen in our conversation. I was like, him and I have similarities. I know we do. Just within, the last few months, I had a huge career change and just a shift in how I kind of was viewing how I'm living my life and am I enjoying what I'm doing? Am I making the money I need to be making? You know, and this podcast has done nothing but bring me positive interaction or positive relation interaction positive relationships that I've longed for so long because I was bringing in the wrong types of people, you know what I'm saying? And now that because of this and these people, I feel like I have more opportunity now just because of the conversations.
Let me ask you this. I want to ask, I'm glad you made a very good point. So the second you just said that, like, bringing all these positive people, would you say angels? Like, have you ever experienced, and I feel like because I was struggling when I originally launched my podcast financially, just literally in a hole, right? And all these people started to come in my life and I'm like, okay, like I started to look at them, believe it or not, like, wait, like there's a message here, right? Like I started looking at people as angels, like who sent you, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. 100%. Because people will just, there was this this one lady in particular, she was in a numerology. I've had astrologers and everybody on. And she was just, she asked me one specific question. And then she just made a comment about like, this podcasting, like you getting your voice out, like you're doing the right thing. Like you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. She's like, everything you explained to me, it just sounds so right on. And I just was like, I got the chills and everything. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. So eventually this is going to be something bigger than what I thought. You know what I mean? It's just not now, but the right kinds of people are on my side and on my path now, So it's like, I got people, so it's just cool. Yeah. I can totally relate to that 100%. For sure.
No, definitely do.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, oh my gosh, it's so cool. I really think that's awesome, because there's been so many people that'll get on here and they're just like, yeah, I can't make money podcasting. I'm not gonna, make a career out of it. And that almost might,
I can tell you how to make money. I can tell you how to make money through podcasting. You can make money, as I mentioned. I name dropped Miles J. Briggs. He was the person who initially gave me the idea to put my podcast on Fiverr, as far as it's a gig, offering paid podcast interviews. Then there's also, you could offer, pre-ad recordings. So, you've had so many different professionals in business stop by on your show. Hey, Margaret, I know, you're a coach and you have all this, these services and these products, on your website. How would you feel about, providing a 30-second, ad script segment I could include for my podcast? And I could use that as a call to action, and you could just include that. So to interrupt our podcast interview right now, Margaret's 30-second ad clip would be in this episode. And it's pretty much just you reading that script, but she's going to have to pay you every time you do that. So that's one way. The second way is, as I mentioned before, charging someone for a podcast interview. I've seen people do, I've had people on my show that's in alignment, that does pretty much similar to what I do as far as charging for interviews, but they charge $1,000. And
oh my gosh,
$1,000, you know what I'm saying? But people pay that. People pay that. But I've also learned that it's not good to have your prices all set out there, because you could put out $500 for an interview and someone might be willing to spend $800. Now you want $300, but you made $5. But you don't know you could have made that $8 because you put the numbers out there. So if you throw out something like, get on the call and, we'll come up with something together type of ordeal, that will work out for you in the long run. But those are just a couple of ideas that's come off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, cool. And I appreciate that, because, I mean, that's just going to help. Those are things that I didn't even think of. I'm like, wow, throwing that ad in there, that's beautiful. That's such a good idea. I know
Let me throw one more thing in. If you're going to interview a multimillionaire on your podcast, they should not have a problem spending $50. I don't want to hear that. Listen, Margaret. You're making $100 million. You can't spend $50 with – no. There is a big demand in what we do, and there's a reason for that. So now you got to put respect with the check. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Oh my gosh. I'm definitely going to start doing that now. And everybody, full disclosure, everybody knows I'm going to start putting small business recordings in everybody's going to have ads on my episodes now.
No, you should. And those who don't want to pay, if they want to do a free interview, fine. Just let them know, hey, the person that paid before, their ad's gonna roll in our episode. You could disclose that information as well. As podcasts, need to stick together.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. We really do, because a lot of us have some really good things to say, and people need to listen, right?
Straight up. No. Yeah, there's so much things that you learn from podcasting. That's the reason.
Yeah. And what about sponsorships? How do people accumulate that?
All right. So that is the ball game that I'm in right now. Sponsorship is getting really interesting, because I don't want to talk too much on my long-term vision for my show, but I know when sponsorship comes, they're going to have to make me quite the offer, because I'm just going to use, for example, Versus, Swiss Beats and Timberland, they recently, during this pandemic, they launched the whole Versus and got all these music artists to come together and do these events. And now I was literally watching a podcast interview they was on just yesterday, and they were talking about sponsorship and saying yes to the right sponsorship. Like, not all money is good money, and that's one thing I know off the bat. So the first deal or offer a sponsorship that's going to come to me, I'm going to turn it down. And just kind of more so play the waiting game. But there's so many different ways that you could Google how to get podcast sponsorship ? And the answers are literally right there. There's so many different ways you could go about it. But I would just recommend just everyone that's interested in sponsorship to really do your due diligence, because you could literally go the independent route with no sponsorship and more than likely make more than what sponsorship could potentially give you, or you could just double down on your monetize. Like, I know Apple and Spotify, for example, there's a subscription service per month with podcasting. You could also, like for me, I drop a lot of gems when I talk, right? You know, some of my friends say, but I drop a lot of gems and I'm constantly putting out a lot of informative content. So what I started to do, and what you could do as well, is Patreon, right? You could have, you know, some particular episodes where you have, you know, these high profile guests that have all this information and resources, have exclusive interviews that people could download and pay for through your monthly subscription. So you could monetize and make just as much as a sponsorship. Like, a sponsorship doesn't guarantee, like, you could definitely make more from monetizing yourself versus a sponsorship. Imagination is very powerful.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with you on that, because they'll throw, I mean, because you can go on, there's so many different kind of, like, you know, places on Facebook, and I mean, Instagram, I'm sure I'm not on there as much, but you know, like Poddit and all these different places where they'll offer, I don't know if Poddit offers sponsorships, but there's different ones. Well, I mean, you can go down the list and you can just click and you apply for a sponsorship. And I think there's like 100 to 200, like every couple of weeks or something. So it's not impossible, but I do know that they only pay, like, oh my gosh, it's something silly, like 15 cents a click. And then you can make up to, you know, a $150. I don't know.
Let me give you another idea. This is another, and this is what I forgot to mention before when you asked, like, a little bit more on what I do. Affiliate marketing as well. I can't believe I forgot that one. Affiliate marketing. Of course. You could use that same concept with the ad roll, as we've mentioned, where it's like, okay, ClickBank, you could do a previously recorded audio on clickbank.com. Right, the number one affiliate marketing, and you could include that into, you know, your podcast interviews as an ad, and you could have call to action included and have them, you know, click that link that's in the episode description for your affiliate code, right? You know what I'm saying? So anything that's like affiliate marketing opportunities, I think all podcasters should be doubling down on that, myself included. Like, that's one thing I don't do enough of that I know it's profitable. I get money that randomly just pops in my account just from affiliate marketing. So, like, you would be surprised. People do sign up with those links.
I always forget about that. A lot
of money in affiliate marketing.
Like, I haven't done it for however long. You know, I was doing MLM. Like, I don't know how to do that.
Someone once said, it's so easy to do things, and it's just as easy not to do things. And that's very powerful. Yep.
Oh my gosh, yes. And you know, one of my favorite things is possible is impossible is in impossible. So I always say everything is possible. But yeah, oh my gosh. I'm so happy that we got to talk about that, because I did not even, like, know that that could really be a thing, you know, for, especially in this day and age. I just thought podcasting was, okay, people are going to really, like, utilize this, but am I going to actually make a career, or, you know what I mean, make money off of it? So it's good to know that, you know, there's still so much more of an opportunity to still do that. And a lot of people out there too, just depending on the kind of message they want to send audience. So
it really does. Plus Clubhouse is giving, like, Clubhouse is clearly one of the biggest social apps that just recently launched. That's kind of like pushing the agenda for podcasting, because it's a big ass podcast. It's a big podcast. People just pop in rooms and it's just audio all day. But what are we doing right now? We're doing an audio format interview. What's the difference of us just going in a room on Clubhouse and me and you are in a room, but it's an interview format and you have the record going and we have just guests just popping in that can't come up to the stage, that's sitting there listening in. So now because of, and I'm always paying attention, I'm literally paying attention to this stuff, and I pay attention to the rooms that pop up on my news feeds. Of course, it's based on who I follow on Clubhouse. But there's a lot of rooms that are on podcasting. People like it. It's being pushed more now. Plus, up to last year, we were all quarantined in the house. People weren't doing much but podcasting anyways.
Yeah, a lot of people were utilizing Zoom and podcasts. Oh my gosh, I saw such a huge shift in that. That could be a whole nother conversation. But just in how we communicate and how we advertise and just the way we run business now is so different, all because of us having to move everything online. And I think it actually helped us who like to podcast, because there's so many ways that we can advertise it. There's so many ways. It's so awesome. Oh my gosh. I love that we can like literally share it on everything, every platform.
Everything.
Very, very, what's the word I'm trying to find? I don't know. You probably have a good word for it, but yeah, I was also, you know, curious. Where did you say you're from again? I forgot.
Originally Queens, New York, but I'm currently upstate in Dutchess County, New York.
Have you been there your whole life? Like you've stayed pretty much in New York?
No. In and out a little bit, I would say. You know, lived in Florida for a little bit, Jacksonville.
Okay.
That was like for about a year, then came back, hated it, came back to New York City.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people that go down to Florida, they don't ever, they come back and they're like, yeah, I didn't really care for Florida.
I wasn't ready for the change. And there's sometimes life forces us into positions where we must change. And if we're not ready for it, we just literally just backslide another 4 or 5 years or 4 or 5 months. So you gotta be ready for the change when it comes. That's one thing I learned from Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought I wanted to move a couple years ago, and then I got a big slap in the face. Like, no, 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 no. You are not ready for this yet, my dear. So I totally get that. So, you know, with your podcast, because you said I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. What are some recent topics you've been talking about?
Oof, I mean, I ain't going front, man. Yo, I've been on, your boy has been on fire lately with the podcast.
Woohoo!
Like, I've had,
my last
3 guests, you know, have been really incredible. You know, it's not only the industries that they're in, it's how they're impacting and changing lives. So I'll just use one, for example. There's one, I believe his name is Jay Veal, that I met through Clubhouse. He's a tutor, he's an educator in Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice.
And he's just like, the way he's impacting, you know, the youth through education and the way they're teaching now, it's just, I don't want to say like I feel out of the loop, but I am really amazed how, first off, I'm amazed how long I've been out of school.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, right. But to see how kids are learning now, like everything's so different. So to
talk, oh my gosh.
That's what I'm saying. Like the interesting thing about that was, like, to interview someone in education space and to find out how they're literally conducting education now is really interesting. And I don't know, like, do you think you would be able to keep up in the school system if you were in the same situation with COVID and, you know, you're in school and everything is remotely? Do you think you would, like, be passing with flying colors and be able to pay full attention?
No, there's no way.
No way. I don't know. And another thing, I just feel like with outside opening up, my heart is with the kids that missed prom. Like, I would be.
I know. Oh my gosh, I know. I feel so bad about that. They're missing their graduation ceremonies and all these little kindergarten graduation. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
but
they missed all of it. But yeah.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, just like for that, like that guest, for example, that one was really eye opening from the education standpoint.
Oh my god!
I had this one guest. His name was Marcus Chan. He was really inspiring, and he was breaking down the 3 concepts of how to generate leads on LinkedIn. Right. So he was breaking down needs. Yeah, he was breaking down nets, seeds, and spears. And I really love the analogy that he used, because like nets is like, of course, you know, you're making a piece of content, you're throwing it out there with some call to action behind it, and you're hoping that you catch something. Then seeds is, say, you know, me and you getting on a discovery call and me planting that seed with you, or just having like something mixed in a conversation. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe you should, you know, talk to Jeffrey or something like that, or talk to whomever. Then there's spears, which is, of course, direct messaging. So that was really interesting. I've learned a lot from my guests, and I kind of like use it. I use it to my point where it's like I try to interview people that are more successful than me in a way. Like me, without me.
That's great.
Like it gives me opportunities to learn in different industries, and it also gives me opportunities to, I don't want to say humble myself, but it gives me a lot.
No.
It gives me opportunity, period. So Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's awesome because the fact that you are able to, there's just so many people out here that there's like, you know how jealousy is and, you know, it's yeah. not enough like support whether you are more successful or not. And I think it's really cool that, you know, like I have these people that are way more successful than me, but it's cool. You know, like I'm learning from them. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to be successful one day. You know what I mean? I just think like, oh, you just beat me to it. Now you got to teach me.
No, that's
you know.
No, that's I love how you broke that down. But the way I look at it too, like I rather be in that group than me be the smartest one leading the group and everyone else.
Yeah.
Then yeah. that's all on you. Yeah. Then everyone expects you to pour into them all day. And that's another thing. I don't create relationships where it's one sided. I only create win-win relationships. I don't have relationships with people where it's only beneficial for me. No, it has to work for both parties. That makes a lot more sense for everyone, you know? So, of course, you're getting something out of it, and so am I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't even really, and the cool thing, you know, with podcasting is it's not even like you really have to ask too much of each other. You're really just having a conversation. You know what I mean? Like, if you really think about it, like, I'm asking to pick your brain, you know, in a sense, but really, like, we're doing stuff we love, and we're having this cool-ass conversation, you know what I mean, that could benefit so many people, and it's just cool to think about that, like, just that one, you know, just that one conversation is impacting.
No, it's it's beyond that. It's really life-changing. Like I said, once you've seen, like, I've seen firsthand the value of podcasting. I had no idea about, I didn't know what the heck automation was until you know, Alex Machuca from Lincrest Media jumped on my podcast show, and he was telling me how he made six figures using one simple automation system. Then that just made me do my due diligence and do my research, you know what I'm saying? So when I talk to these people and I listen to their stories and I hear how they did it, I know that it's possible that, you know, we could achieve whatever goal that we want, but there's different ways that we could do it. And of course, there's nothing wrong with, you know, of course, asking for help and making sure that yourself coachable, right? You have to be coachable. And every time you ask questions, it gives you an opportunity to learn something new. So I'm constantly asking questions, even if it's not from the podcasting standpoint, I'm constantly asking questions. We could do an interview 4 weeks ago. I might hit you up and say, hey, I know you mentioned such and such in my podcast. What's blah, blah, blah. And I'll just shoot you that in a message. And just keep on building from there.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely have stayed connected with everybody that I've had an interview with, because it's the same thing with you. You know, I've just taken little bits and pieces, and then it's like, oh, hey, I had this conversation with so-and-so. They probably would know about this. And if they don't know, then they have like the resource to connect you with someone who does, you know. And it's just like, it goes to that, like, it's who you know type thing, because it really is.
Yep.
Like, let's be honest. No, as long as that, that, as long as that phrase has been going around, it still to this day is true.
Yeah, so. It's not how you could do things anymore. It's who could help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have to, I think it's important as, you know, getting more successful is that you start to put up important boundaries for yourself with people that you want to surround yourself with, and people that you probably shouldn't. Because I, only reason I'm bringing that up is because I just found myself, you know, keep, like, kind of going back to the same of habits of like hanging and having the same kind of conversations. And I'm like, this isn't doing anything for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not expanding my brain. I'm not learning anything. I'm not going any farther with this, you know? Yeah. So I just think that, like, that's really important. And, you know, just being, getting in that realm of being more successful. You know what I mean? Just kind knowing, like,
yeah. No, you'll outgrow people. And I believe that's part of the process. And I mean, if they can't understand that, you know, there's some things not everyone's going to understand. As long as you understand it, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. And we all have, you know, our opinions about things. Cause I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on right now, and everybody, I don't even want to talk about the vaccines or, you know, the mask wearing, because we all have different opinions on that. Yeah, it is. And it is really crazy. But I think, you know, you sound like you really have a really positive attitude and you know like what direction you're going in. And you know, we always don't have 100%, you know, we don't always 100% know what's going to happen. But I'm a firm believer in manifestation. I'm a firm believer in, you know, you are your thoughts, you create what you want. And if you play your cards right, I mean, you know, you live life and you can enjoy it. Or you can play your cards wrong and live a miserable life.
No, so, no, I mean, yeah. Look, if there's one thing this pandemic has taught me, like, and that's another thing, a lot of people need to really look at, what have you learned, this past year, right? What have you learned about yourself? What are some new traits that you've developed? What are some new skills that you've learned? Because I mean, look, resentment is heavy. So if you wasted all of this time, all of the resources, all of, and there was a lot of resources that was just flying off the shelves that's no longer available, right? Mm-hmm. There was a lot of opportunities where people could have taken advantage of opportunities, but they didn't. They hesitated, and now they're still in the same position. I know some people now, me included, that are doing way better now since this pandemic versus prior. Because prior, I could tell you exactly where I was at. I was selling tickets on Times Square in New York City, you know, to get by. But that was something I was doing off and on for 7 to 8 years, right? Mm-hmm. But at the time of doing it, it's literally like I visualize this like it was yesterday. So I was on 42nd and 7th, and this is like the beginning of the pandemic. So I'm literally watching buildings in New York City, Manhattan, Times Square close down, shut down because of COVID. And you go from being in a busy, busy New York City from that shit being deserted. Like, yo, it was like a horror movie. Like,
I can't imagine. Like, I cannot imagine.
I swear, I wish I had like a pro cam on me that day because it's crazy. It's crazy. Again, like I've been on that same block for 7 to 8 years, and I've hustled in 5 to 10 degree weather with crowds and et cetera. Mm-hmm. But for to see that deserted, to see like big landmark places like McDonald's and 42nd close down, when you see stuff like that happen, you pay attention to it. Then you also understand that the way we do work, the way we conduct business, everything is so different. That's why in my recent podcast interview, I was interviewing someone from the HR industry, and we're talking about all the changes that's going on when it comes to employment and work. Some people are more willing to go the extra mile for their job because they're working from home, right? You could do a set of laundry and still answer the calls. No problem. Mm-hmm. You're actually going to go harder. When you clock out at that job, at that physical location, at the office, you're clocked out. But when you're at home, you might not mind going the extra mile. You're in the comfort of your home. So when there's a lot of change, but you know, outside's opening up, and I don't know where everyone is mentally, but I know where I was at mentally these last few weeks. And I had to really just grasp what's going on, because millions of people, if even, you know, passed away because of COVID. A lot of people lost their lives. And, you know, to be here, to have an opportunity, it's a blessing. So I really encourage people not to take advantage of what's in front of them. Really go out there and claim what you want. You believe in manifestation. So you know all about claiming what you want. Have you read The Secret?
Oh, yeah. Of course I have. I'm a nerd. I read a lot. Yeah, I've definitely.
I got some books for you. I'm going to send you a link. I have like, and it's something I got from Clubhouse. I got like a link of like so much different self-improvement books, but I've been reading The Secret over and over and over again.
Secret.
And when I say, if you didn't, I mean, I don't know who didn't read that yet, but
I
encourage people to. It's really, I heard Bob Proctor say this on Clubhouse. This was a couple weeks ago. Like, you know, even though he's in the book, like he said it. He's like, I read that book every day. And because
it's beautiful.
I'm reading it every day.
Yeah, and I love that it's called The Secret. Like, I actually, this is my little other, you know, full disclosure. I used to be, like, really into, like, rock and roll when I was in high school. And there was this band that I just was, like, so obsessed with. And they had the stamp, like, the secret envelope stamp is, like, their album cover. And I'll never forget that, because I never really cared about stuff like, you know, when I'm in high school, you're just whatever. You don't really know what you're doing. Right. And then I kind of, like, look back on it now when I read that book and I'm like, it was a sign. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was trying to tell me something for years and I just didn't pay attention.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I swear, and my daughter's grandmother, she loves the show. You know, there's a show. Yeah. So she, and that's how I actually found out about it. So then I read the book, and you have to, I mean, everybody, I think, will take it differently. I think you have to be a very open-minded person. I really do. Like, I think you, and I think that if you're not going to be like, wow, this book is amazing. And you're going to have the people that are like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've seen the movie first before I read the book, and the book is definitely way better. I mean, the movie was good, but the book was better for me because it was at a different
point. Yeah.
When you're reading something to yourself, you're going on that imagination journey in your mind in the book. Right. So like for me, the book was really good. One of the concepts that I started to use from The Secret that's worked for me is, and this is how I literally manifest. I won't say manifesting is easy, but yes, it's easy. And if you think manifesting is hard, you make it hard. The more difficult you think it is, it's going to be difficult for you. So I would set a goal. I would, you know, speak it into existence, look at the goal, right? Claim it. Then I would do the activities that lead up to that goal, right? So if I want to get a car, I need to think of all of the activities to lead up to get to that car and set a firm deadline, right? If I want a car by August, I'm going to get that car by August. I'm going to speak it into existence, and I'm going to believe and accept and receive it, that I've already received it, that it's in my subconscious mind, in the back of my mind, that it's already mine. It's done. Then you got to let it go. Because it's very easy for the human mind to literally latch on to things, and you just sit there and think about the car all day. You gotta gotta let it go, and that's how it's gonna come to you. Because if you think about it, you're actually putting more resistance on it not coming to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, and to go along with that too, that's a big one. I've used that one. That was actually one of the first things that her grandma was like, "You need to write it down and put it into existence." Mm-hmm. I love that.
Write it down.
I had a brain fart. I was gonna say something, and then I thought about her saying that, so then it totally got me off track. I was like, crap. I remember. I was gonna have you usually what I like to do is the last like 10 minutes or so, you know, even if it's less than that. I kind of just like, if you have anything coming up, you know, or if you've got any new exciting conversations or just anything you kind of want to like put out there to people, or if you got a cool message you like to say, I always like to give you an opportunity to kind of do that at the end. So you're more than welcome to share.
I definitely have some things to shout out and share today.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm stoked about that. So I've been, you know, I've had this idea that's been in and out of my mind for the last, you know, I would say maybe 3 years, but because of my podcast, it kind of like really inspired me. So I'm literally doing it now. And it's the St. Clair Speaks Tour, which is, you know, me literally just appearing on podcast shows just like yours, coming on for X amount of minutes, you know, talking about, you know, my story, my expertise, and just literally putting myself out there. I'm literally challenging myself to get more uncomfortable and be the host and also be the guest. So, you know, the St. Clair Speaks Tour is, you know, inspired by, you know, my podcast, but I'm doing way more interviews now than I've done before. I'm putting myself out there and, I'm finding ways to give back to the communities that's given back to me. Also, I'm also promoting my book since Outside is opening up. I know you mentioned the whole COVID and vaccine. Hopefully, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that New York is the way to go as far as, you know, like doing any type of in-person events. So I'm definitely looking forward to this summer. My birthday is next month, so I'm really hype about that. Your boy's turning 30.
Welcome to the 30 club.
Does it hurt?
Oh no, it's beautiful. I love being 30. Oh my god, this is the best year. I'm 31 now, but 30 was the best year of my life. It was last year during COVID.
I'm super ready for it. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, like, it's beautiful.
I've never been happier. I'm super excited for it.
Yeah, it's surprisingly, you know, everybody's like, oh, I'm gonna be 30. Like, I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't swear as much. I'm like, heck yeah. I'm like, I'm ready to be 30. I'm like, I'm feeling good. I was like, I'm going through this transformation. I was like, I'm meeting cool people. I was like, I've got nothing to complain about. I feel younger now.
literally nothing. And that's why it's like, you know, I've been really enjoying I don't say I've been enjoying the pandemic, but I've been enjoying it. It's the, I swear it's the dark times, it's the down times. It's the moments where you think things aren't moving in your favor is when they're moving the most. So
yep, they are.
It's really been, yeah, I swear, these last few years have been incredible in terms of just like the ups and downs. But when you're on the other, when you're on the other side of the storm, when you look back, it's like, damn, like it's all perspective, you know, it's really all perspective.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, I think that's really cool. Like, good for you for, you know, stepping outside of your comfort zone, because that takes a lot. You know what I mean? That a lot of people say that they, you know, face their fears and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, when you put yourself in some uncomfortable situations and then you get out of it, oh, it feels so good. Oh, it feels so good. You know, you're so proud of yourself. So you should be very proud of yourself. That's really awesome. So yeah, so what I'll do is, I'll put, send me a few links. I think you already did, and I'll include it in here. I'll include it in the description. And then, you know, I look forward to us possibly doing a few episodes in the future. Maybe even, I even talked about us even possibly meeting at an event or something, because I'm totally love events. So we should totally, you know, stay connected on that, because I think that'd be cool.
Oh, I'm down. I'm Mr. Networking. I'm all about it. I'm all about the network, but seriously, on a serious note, I'm definitely down for doing events, because it's definitely time to get unquarantined and get out there now. So like, again, this is, I don't want to say it's new, but I'm excited, and new is scary. New is fun too. It's not just, let me not say scary. It can be at times, again, perspective. But there's time where it's like, it's a scary, it's like a exciting scary. I think that's the word.
Yes.
If I could kind of like, if that even makes sense, but excited, like I'm scared.
Definitely.
I'm excited. You know what I mean? I'm scared of heights. I'm really scared of heights, but I really want to go on that high ass roller coaster. Like that's welcome to entrepreneurship.
Literally. Yeah. Like I want to do it. Okay. I'm doing it. Like I'm doing it.
You got to freaking rip the Band-Aid off, man. Like it's the
best. Yeah. Thing.
This was awesome. Thank you again.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I had a great, like I said, I really want to do like more episodes together. Cause you and I have the same, idea as far as like the podcasting, you know what I mean? Like I really, really want to have like something that really makes an impact. You know what I mean? I don't want to just be a voice. Like I want to make an impact too. So I'm totally with you on that.
Oh,
for sure.
Definitely. I'll definitely be in touch. I'll send you some links. We could definitely talk offline.
Right.
Pick it up from there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I appreciate you so much. Hopefully it's a nice day for you. It's beautiful over here. I mean, I think our weather is pretty similar. It's pretty hot, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice today.
So, all right. Well, I'll be talking to you soon, and thank you again so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.